This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 10th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. ANN learned late Friday it was Jan Wildberg who flew a posing solo for the Geico Skytypers at the controls of a North American SNJ-2 that crashed during a rehearsal and media performance Friday at Naval Air Station Oceana. Wildberg died in the accident. According to his bio on the Skytypers website, Wildberg flew in the Dutch Air Force Operational Squadron 314 in the mid-1950s. He emigrated to the U.S. in 1959 and worked his way through the ranks toward an airline career, beginning as a ground crew worker for British Airways and eventually becoming a flight instructor, chief pilot, and FAA pilot examiner. Wildberg was known to have enjoyed scuba diving and boating, in addition to flying. Dozens of searchers combing the desert in California and western Nevada still haven't found Steve Fawcett, but the search is so intense it has uncovered six other aircraft wrecks dating back to at least the mid-1970s. Civil Air Patrol spokeswoman Major Cynthia Ryan said, quote, "That we're finding so many crash sites is an indication of the search we're doing. We're putting the area under a microscope, so to speak," unquote. She added that the roughly 17,000 square mile search area could include as many as 150 accident sites. As ANN reported Friday, crews are using a variety of methods, from advanced airborne imaging equipment to search crews on horseback to search for the missing adventurer, who disappeared a week ago today during a flight to scout possible locations to attempt a land speed record later this year. Massachusetts Representative Edward J. Markey, a senior member of the House Homeland Security Committee, responded Thursday to a July report from the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. The report identified dangerous security gaps in the handling of commercial cargo carried on passenger planes. The Democrat called the report a scathing indictment. Quote, "The department's own inspector general has confirmed concerns I have repeatedly raised about dangerous cargo security loopholes, including the failure of the Transportation Security Administration to ensure that air carriers are complying with screening requirements and TSA's reliance on paper records rather than physical examinations of cargo," unquote. Among the inspector general's concerns were possible inaccurate reporting of screening by cargo carriers, inadequate TSA oversight, and unclear written policies open to varying interpretations by the TSA's aviation security inspectors. Markey warned he'd closely monitor cargo carrier compliance with coming requirements for 100% screening of cargo to the same standards as passenger bags. Colonel Richard Bachman Jr., who spearheaded a controversial study that suggested astronauts were flying drunk, told Congress Thursday the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is hindering open communications when it dismisses reports of drinking and behavior problems. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin called reports of astronaut drunkenness an urban legend after surveying NASA personnel. But the interviews were not anonymous, which is generally not the ideal way to get interviewees to feel comfortable communicating such sensitive issues to management. Griffin said Thursday several of the health panel's recommendations would be implemented. He also said another survey, this one anonymous, would be conducted to see if the drinking or any other allegations surface. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. ICAS blasts CNN over crash sensationalism. Another airliner cockpit gets hit with a laser. And an LSA is down in California. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about flying into LaGuardia in a Bonanza and when stalls might surprise you. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.